All right. Once again, as previously stated, we are so excited to have Sister Tilly Bimble, who's going to be sharing some testimonies with us this morning. We love and appreciate Sister Tilly and her family. And this morning when I spoke to her, she said she had some testimonies that she wants to share with the church, and that's what we want to hear. Go ahead, Sister Tilly. I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Praise the Lord, church. Bear with me because I'm very nervous. And Brother Vic, if I not make something clear, just let me know and I'll clear it because I'm really nervous.
I just wanted to share
what God done with me. I have a couple of testimonies and God's mercy and healing in my body. Coming towards the end of the year in 2019, I started to feel really weak and sleepy and tired. And in prayer, God was dealing with me to pray for protection over my blood. I didn't really know who it was for. I was praying for protection for my whole family's health. And I was led to pray for protection over the blood, and I really didn't understand that it was for me. I had a lot of woman health issues and everything like that. I was seeing a lot of woman doctors. I was in extremely, extremely pain. And my husband went out of town and my kids, and I was really, 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 really bad in pain. If anybody knows me, I deal with pain. I barely take a Tylenol, only if it's really need to. I definitely don't go to doctors and hospitals. I'll deal with the pain. I guess we could say I have a high pain tolerance. So it was really bad when I called my sister and had her take me to the hospital. So I told the doctor my symptoms, and he said I needed to go for immediate surgery because I needed to have my gallbladder removed. I immediately start praying. And I was, like, just praying. And I was going through the test and everything. And then the test came back and said, no, that's not what you have. There's nothing wrong with your gallbladder. Everything that they thought it was, every test came back good. So he saw something there in my stomach, and he said it doesn't look good. It looks like cancer, and you need to see a stomach specialist, and there's something else that you have to see, a woman specialist. So I went to my doctor, to my woman specialist, and he said that he saw something there that wasn't good, and it looked like cancer. And he done blood work, and he said women that usually have this, it goes to their blood. He wanted me to get my blood checked right away. So I did that. But when I got the paperwork from my doctor to get the blood work, I saw, like, I don't know, maybe you could say like a vision or whatever, that my older son and my younger son laid hands on the paper and prayed over it. And then I saw Pastor Clark praying over it. And it took me a while to do that, to get, you know, my two sons together and then to get it to the pastor. So I was trying to be obedient to the way that I saw it. So it took a few weeks. So I finally got that done. They laid hands on the paper and they prayed. And the first test came back showing that I did have high level. And they needed to do another one to make sure that it's not there. So the first one, I'm sorry, I went ahead of myself. The first one came back that I had high levels. And then the second paper, that's when I saw that for my sons and Pastor Clark to pray over the paper. So when I went back and I did the second blood work, it showed just a couple points high. So I know that God did that to let me know that he removed the cancer that was there because I was feeling very sick. And I do believe that it was there. And I do know that those couple of points that was there, God allowed it to be there for me to know that what he's done for me. And I want to thank him forgotten.
Yes, amen.
Hello, Sister
and then
Tilly.
And then the second one.
Praise God, praise God. You're doing good, Sister Tilly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sorry.
It's all right. You're doing good, Sister Tilly. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
This God is so good.
Yes, He is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Church, why don't we just take a moment right now and just thank God for what has happened in Sister Tilly's life, and she's going to continue in just a moment. But why don't we just thank God right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your anointing touch that we feel right now. We thank you for the blessing, Lord God, that you've provided in Sister Tilly in her life, Lord God. Thank you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, Sister Tilly, whenever you feel good to go. Thank you, Jesus.
I found out I had a blood clog in my leg. My leg, so bad swollen. The pain was extreme. And God had to, I'm very stubborn, I didn't go to a hospital. So I laid hands on my leg, and I already knew I had a blood clog. I just felt it. So I just prayed. I just laid hands on my leg, and I just pray that God, if it is 4 o'clock and it's in a bad place, that could travel and go to my heart if I'm in any danger, move it and put it in a safe place that I would be out of danger. So when I went to the hospital in the morning, early in the morning, they told me I did have a blood clot, and it wasn't in a bad place. It was in a good place, and I was safe. So I really do believe that night that God healed me and He removed it from where it was at, because I went to big specialist, and the big specialist said, I can't believe the reaction that your body is having to this clock. It's like it is in a bad place in that inner vein, not in the outer vein, because when it's in the inner vein, it's in a bad place. And they said, we can't understand it. It doesn't make any sense, because when people have it in the outer vein, these are not the symptoms. You shouldn't be feeling what you're feeling. And you don't even have to say what you feel, because we're just by looking at it, because it was really severe, swollen, and the look of it was bad. And they couldn't believe it. And I already knew. I instantly went back to that night when I prayed. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And I said, you know, I already knew God done it. And I'm healed. I know the clock is still there, but I have no pain. It irritates me every now and then. But I thank God it's by His mercy that He moved it from where it's at. And I'm not in danger. And I thank God for that. So glory goes to God. I just want to thank Him for my healing. And there was a time a couple years ago that God had me deal in prayer about being still. I don't know why, I just felt to share that today, my personal experience in prayer. And I did write it down, and I did share it with some other women before, but I went back to it, and I seen what I wrote down, and I don't know if this will be an encouragement to anybody. The time that I would go in prayer, I would just, you know, talk and pray, and I kept feeling the Lord tell me, you know, just be quiet, and I was trying to do that, and I didn't understand. I didn't even know it was to be still. And so I would just go along with the prayer, and then I realized, okay, let me just be quiet. I'll just be quiet, and I would try, and then I would pray again. And then I just felt be still. So I stood longer in quietness, and God began to speak to me. And, you know, I just began to hear scriptures. And I learned at that time and that day that I don't always have to be upbeat and feeling God so strong and feeling his fire and always being in the Holy Ghost, which I'm not doubting any of that, because I do that in prayer. I go in the Holy Ghost and I worship and I pray and I talk to God. There's times that were to do that, but there's different times and seasons, and that season he wanted me to be still so he could speak to me. And the word says, you know, in Mark 4:9, to have an ear to hear what he's saying. And in Revelation 22:29 and 3:22, he wants us to, he says, to have an ear to hear. And he wants us to pay close attention to seek his words and to have wisdom concerning what is written in his word and what he's telling us. Mark talks about this, the sower and the seed. And he wants us to hear, again, have an ear to hear. So when we're being still, he's pouring into us and he's giving us something, and he wants to speak to us and he wants to commune with us. And just sometimes we need to be still and just feel in the Holy Ghost what he is saying to us. It's like, how do we be still? We just get in his presence and just feel for his presence and his touch, and we'll just begin to hear his voice. And I thank God for that. I don't know if somebody needs to hear that today. That's what I felt to say. And in Psalms, it says in 78:1, to be still. So we just need to be quickened in the Holy Ghost in this day and time and season that we're in, to recognize where does he want us in this day and time? What is he saying to us? We need to be focused on hearing his word and hearing from the Lord for direction in our life. Because prayer is so powerful, guys. I really don't know where I would be without God. Prayer changes things. I have so many testimonies to tell what took place in prayer and how God changes the atmosphere and how just he's amazing. It's just amazing what he does in prayer. Just let's be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, church. That's all I have.
And it was a great testimony, Sister Tilly. First of all, thank you for sharing those powerful testimonies, and we could feel your heart and your emotions and the Lord's touch upon you as you shared your testimonies. And I'm thinking of some other situations right now as you were sharing your testimony, Sister Tilly, of people in our church who are dealing with sickness and pain, and it seems to be chronic situations in their life, but I know that it's going to strengthen their faith. And what I really want to focus on, that phrase that Sister Tilly mentioned, I wrote it down, be still. Oh, what a lesson there is in that, church, when we can learn how to get into God's presence and be still and not listen to these voices and the agitation and the nervousness and frustration that's going on because of the situation that's taking place in our lives, but just learn to be still and to get in God's presence. That's where the Lord works. Why don't we just thank God right now for this great testimony and the great message that Sister Tilly gave us this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the voice of our Sister Tilly. We thank you for the great miracles and the great things that you've done in her life, Lord Jesus, to strengthen her faith. But this morning, Lord God, she was able to strengthen someone else's faith, someone else who's going through some things, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this in the name of Jesus. We ask you to help us to continue, Lord, with everything we need to upon our journey, Lord Jesus, this morning. In the name of
Jesus. And church, we want to remind everyone, tomorrow night we will be having church, Wednesday night, out in our parking lot. We'll have some chairs out there. As Pastor mentioned, we want everyone to bring, whoever can, you want to bring your comfortable chairs, and you can bring your bottled water and those type of things. And there will be no devotions until Thursday night Spanish. So there will be no devotions tomorrow or Thursday morning, but on Thursday night we will have our devotion in Spanish. So with that said, God bless all of you. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.